What's the crack? Straight to voicemail nation. Holy cannoli. We're back. We're amped up. Welcome to Straight to Voicemail, because it doesn't matter if it's maybe Anthony Fauci reminding you to get the booster before you get the O. Maybe it's your baby mama reminding you to pick up the booster seat. You never know. Got to get the double booster. Or maybe it's Mr. O, Mr. Omicron himself, giving you the warning that he's coming for your ass. Much like our co-host today, Ellen McCann. Mr. O, Omicron, Omarion Survivor. How you feeling, El?
Pretty good. Welcome. Happy to be back.
Welcome back to Straight to Voicemail.
Thank you.
I think our first reoccurring guest.
What an honor.
Truly. You have an honor. A halo around your face. You're just glowing with honor.
I mean, this
to
is
be the... here. Mm. How you feeling?
Good. The Omni got me, but I'm back better than ever.
She was down and out. I texted Ellen had the Omicron variant. Hasn't yet infected Sammy C. I'm blessed by the gods. Maybe it's all the vino I've been drinking.
Something.
Maybe
somehow.
It's the two espresso martinis I drank today. And now I'm switching to wine for the snow day. Happy snow day, by the way.
Happy snow
it's,
day.
It's kind of a rain day now. It's as we're recording, it's turned into rain.
We're thinking positive though.
But
it's
we're
still
thinking,
coming down.
We're hoping for a snow day for work. A little WFH tomorrow, work from home. Mm-hmm. God can only bless us with certain things. But hopefully he takes care of us with a snow day. So
I have
hoping
a feeling,
for the best.
Though,
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
And not only because we share a wall and God knows what we hear, because not only are we best of friends, but me and Ellen are roommates.
Officially roommates.
Trouble City. We share a wall. There's no secrets now.
Mm-mm.
When the walls are knocking, we do not come a knocking. We keep it PG up in the third floor at Ford Ave.
Always.
So we keep ourselves accountable. We've been entering a fitness journey, some might say.
I would agree with that.
Sammy
statement.
C is back on the shtick. Some may or may not know, but I did a little fitness journey during the peak vid.
Mm-hmm.
And then past summer vid has caught up to me and came back with a vengeance.
You know, that's all right.
I had to sneak back up on the vid weight and say, fuck you.
Yeah.
because I'm coming back. I'm working out. I did 1-2 a day this week. I'm feeling alive. Mm. I'm feeling jazzed.
We're feeling good.
And it's just good to be here. So I'm excited to have Ellen here. She's actually, this is kind of her tryout, because she might become a permanent co-host now that we live together.
Wow.
She'll keep me on track to record these episodes, because
I do have a financial stake in this, 99 cents a month.
Yeah. And I
have not been getting my episode. So
you've definitely been getting that.
We don't have
enough profit to say I'll Venmo that back to you, because fuck you. We're getting it. We're keeping it.
Sammy C Venmos me for something
within
the day.
1 week, that'll be the day. I'm notoriously known for the late Venmo. But that's
the Venmo.
You have the Venmo.
Do you have the Venmo?
Have I even been on here since the Nashville trip?
You have not.
I don't remember.
We have so much.
That's why I'm excited to have Ellen in the room, because she'll keep me accountable.
Yeah. Keep you on track. Make sure you don't say anything offensive.
If I'm sleepy, if I'm blacked out and like, I don't want to record, she'll put me on the mic and she will make me.
I'm here for the people.
She's here for the people. She's mm-hmm. here for you. I don't even know how many people are left. Let's be honest.
Our poor friends.
I say Straight to Voicemail Nation, and I don't. There's barely what's a word for a small? There's barely a village.
A village is a lot more than what
Straight to Voicemail.
We have one bus full of people.
But we have. I think that's a little harsh. I think a bus full.
We're being self.
Maybe we have a short bus. And that's not offensive to people that ride short buses. I just mean in size.
We have about 6 fans.
In quantity, we have about a good short bus of fans still with us.
So and you know what? Those are our ride or dies, and we thank you.
And we thank you. STV, thank you.
I guess
you.
I just made it a we, so I guess.
Yeah, this, not yet, Nana. I say we just so it sounds official, but you're not a we yet, let's be honest.
Sammy C
about 6. This is your tryout.
Yeah.
So you're already supportive, so you're basically just going to be paying yourself to be on the podcast.
Pretty much.
As a monthly supporter. But we're back. We had to get back in the action. I crave the attention.
Yeah, if that wasn't Sammy C summed up in one statement, I crave the attention.
We crave the energy that the Straight to Voicemail Nation gives us.
And you've not informed the fans of a lot of events you've done.
I know. Talk about a holiday break.
Like,
we have
really
embraced it.
Yeah.
We had to recognize Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I think you started.
I can't remember. it's been a bit, but how many times we come back with a vengeance?
Yeah.
And I always say like, oh, we're back for good, but I can't say that because God knows next week I'll be
who knows what state we'll be in next Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be sipping too much, and then I won't do an episode. But I'm at the perfect piece de resistance of alcohol where. Sorry, Mom, I'm also drinking by myself, so don't get too upset.
No, you're not. I'm sitting here. I'm not drinking, but you're with someone.
But I'm with someone, so it counts. It's not rock bottom yet, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Look, I caught myself from saying the C word.
That was good.
We stick to our roots of no JC and no GD, so
we're
still pumping shit out here at Straight to Voicemail Nation. But as we ease back into the episode and into our routine as we work for guests... as we approach season two, because there's been a break, this is still season one. But I'm ready to launch season two in a few weeks. I think it's going to be exciting. Hopefully we'll get some stranger guests that I don't talk to on a regular basis.
That'd be fun.
I think that would be fun. Still a lot of planning with that, but we're slowly working our way back. We got some legit audio equipment that we're using. So,
using my room as the podcast studio.
No, don't give it. What? We are in a $5,000 a month rental studio for recording. Don't let you believe that we don't pay up, because
you're right.
We do.
Good heavens.
So for her
what
to say that
up.
We're in a bedroom sitting down with blankets and a glass of alcohol is bullshit.
Yeah,
frankly.
Sorry.
We have
the mocktail's gone to my head, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a neon sign behind us. Mm-hmm. Straight to voicemail. It says
work. Work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard is our motto. Yeah. Not really. Send that shit straight to voicemail is our motto. look, I've already forgotten our motto.
Tell the people about your new merch.
Oh, yeah, my Christmas merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Christmas, one of my coworkers at the big boy job gave me a cup with straight to voicemail stuff. And I hate to talk about merch because for so long I've been saying that I'm going to roll out merch and then I never roll out merch.
Well,
but I selfishly have my own merch now.
Yeah. So you can rep yourself.
So I can rep myself. And then as we go into the rebrand / season two, mm-hmm. we will.
No, we're not rebranding.
Yes, we are. We're upping. I fucking went on the internet and searched like. That is the most generic. I love our logo, but we need a more personalized logo.
Oh, okay.
So I want to. I want to rebrand the logo, rebrand into season two and make it a big launch. So maybe.
I thought you were rebranding the content of this show. I was like. No, this is what the people want.
The content is solid at best. So we're keeping the content because that's what we strive for, solid.
Yeah.
So we're keeping the content. We're keeping it, but hopefully we'll rebrand. So we're pushing for that as we head into 2022, into the new year. But get the merch. I have a t-shirt my sister got me for Christmas, which was freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool to have.
Shout out to the mayor.
Shout out to Marta. She's going through a rough patch, so I am supporting her financially. She's not actually going through a rough patch, but it just sounds better to say that.
Yeah, you want to tell them?
Yeah, so it's kind of embarrassing, let's be honest.
There's no shame here.
There's no shame here. I am not the best at keeping my home tidy. I do laundry, but then it never gets folded.
I'm sorry. I started your laundry.
You did
yesterday.
One fucking load for me yesterday. Lottie
that
fucking
is,
da.
That
Lottie
is a
da.
Nice friend of me.
And it was, and I called you.
I had to touch your underwear.
And those had to be sweaty from spin class because we worked out.
Woo!
Side note. But yes, she did help me out and get a load started with my sweaty underwear that had touched my sweaty balls. So altogether,
action I've gotten in a while, ladies and gentlemen.
Altogether, we apologize to Ellen.
Yeah.
That was not nice of me. But
the things you do
for roomies,
those you love,
for those you share a wall with.
Yeah.
And love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Share a wall with. I'm throwing the L word out there.
But anyway, Mara, roomie Mara, ex roomie Mara.
The mayor.
A.K.A. the mayor, A.K.A. Marta. She always.
A.K.A. Just, Sam's sister.
Yeah. I thought. Well, yeah. We'll act like everybody that listens
right,
to this
right.
doesn't know that. just for the clout. But roomie Mara, Marta, has. Agreed to help me get my life together because when I first moved in, she got my life together. She hung up my clothes. She folded everything out of its drawers. And as time has gone on living the bachelor life, it's in shambles. Shit's everywhere. I got clean clothes, dirty. So I've hired her to reorganize my room. fueling the local small business economy, paying her her due diligence, giving her the funds to help me out. So shout out to Mara for reorganizing my life. I needed that because my life is in shambles in terms of room cleanliness. So we're getting that back on track. We're getting the podcast back on track.
Yeah.
And life as we know it is back on track.
Yeah, Sam went to the grocery store last week.
I went to the grocery store for the first time in probably 2 to 3 months, which sounds ridiculous, but it's true. And I can't explain. I mean, it shows in my body that I have not been going to the grocery store and getting the right fuel.
Well, we don't body shame here, but
I'm just being open and honest.
Okay.
The man tits are showing. They don't lie. All right. These puppies don't lie.
I wish that the listeners could also be viewers of what I just witnessed.
That's why
groping
we never,
himself.
That's why we never went into the YouTube.
YouTube.
We'd really be canceled. But yeah. Anyway, that's why Ellen's here, to keep me accountable.
Yeah.
Keep me.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job so far.
So far. But as we get into the hot takes, we'll see how you roll. But it's great to have everyone back. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
We got some hot takes. We got some SCDs of the week.
Yeah, and disclaimer, probably anything Sam says, I probably don't agree with.
So. Oh, my God. Can you tell we got a liberal on the show already doing a disclaimer? Come on, girl. Fuck you. She agrees with me one in every 10.
One in every 15.
But that's why I think it's kind of good that you're trying out, because maybe the yin and yang could be entertaining as we head into 2022.
Maybe.
And Riley, the producer, has abandoned us completely. Mm. So that's why we got Ellen, the... haven't come up with her nickname yet.
Engineer.
Nah, it's boring. Which Ellen is not boring, so we don't want to say that. But anyway, we got some crazy topics coming in. We got pop culture. We got random hot takes. We've got it all for you.
Just your classic Sammy C content.
Just your classic content back in action.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back. Ride it with us. Ride on us. Ride wherever you need to ride. Just don't ride in the fast lane if you're a slow driver.
That was probably located at me.
At Ellen, who is a classically slow driver. But anyway, listen up. Perk your ears up. Happy MLK Day.
Yes.
Because the listeners will be... It will be MLK Monday, Day. Yeah. It will be Monday. So happy Martin Luther King Day. And let's get into it. All right, straight to voicemail. As Ellen, my roomie, navigates her fuckboys and the fuckboyery on her... telefono. We are going to navigate through the STD of the week. As we always say at Straight to Voicemail Nation, sexually transmitted diseases we stay away from. We have our STD of the week, but we always turn towards STV, straight to voicemail. So if you're new to the podcast, our STD of the week is someone or something or anything that we just don't like for the week. We shit on them. We attack them. It's been anything from Dunkin' Donuts for... ruining their straws, but an update, these straws are back.
They are.
They, as anyone knows, they had the best straws in the world. I chew on straws. I love straws. but then they went to these clear, trashy straws. But they've hopefully rid of them, at least in Locust Point, and they're back to the orange and purple straw. So they've been cured of the STD, right, Ellen?
Yeah. Sam almost had a mini heart attack when he saw my, extra large caramel macchiato with a nice orange straw sticking in it.
The straw was back, and yes. God is good, as they say, because the straw is back. So the STD of the week can be anything. As we mentioned, it's been anywhere from a straw to a person. This week, our STD of the week is an event.
Mm.
It is the Australian Open.
Wow.
Because it all starts with my girl Serena not being there. How am I supposed to enjoy a major, the event of the year down under, without Serena? I just miss her. I love her. I know she listens, so I just want to say hello and I love you and I'll forgive you for blaming an injury on you skipping the Australian Open, but I know that's not true because I know you, like, you're one of my own, one of my friends. So that's strike one. And then this whole Djokovic thing. Mm. And you know we love the controversy here at STV, so we got to talk about it. And I don't even know the whole story, but basically, Novak is an anti-vaxxer, I believe. And Australia is big on the vax and the keeping safe and all that good jazz. So they're not letting him play. They revoked his visa. I mean, he is an icon for the sport. I hate him. Don't get me wrong. I think he is an annoying. I hate him. I don't cheer for him. But
if Sammy C doesn't cheer for you, That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. I don't like him, but I always root for what's right. Mm-hmm. Let's say that. And I think in terms of not letting someone play for that reason is kind of silly. I mean, in his own right, he is probably a little crazy. I'm a vaxxer. I get vax. I support the vax. Everyone get your vax.
Everyone knows that I am
And Ellen is an anti-vaxxer, so that's why I was kind of nervous to have her on the podcast.
I'm the complete opposite of an anti-vaxxer.
That's a joke. Ellen is not. But neither nor am I.
Yeah.
We are not anti-vaxxers.
No, we're not.
But in terms of freedom of speech and freedom of doing what the fuck you want to do, I kind of think it's bullshit. I think he should be able to go in there.
Why?
But having why? Just survived COVID, he's got the antibodies.
Think about all the people he's putting at risk when Australia, that's their rules. It is what it is.
I know. But rules are made to be broken, no?
No, not.
Or challenged. Rules are made to be challenged.
Well, he challenged it and he got shut down.
I know, but revoking someone's visa because they didn't get 2 ounces of fluid into their body seems kind of dramatic. Well, no?
No, I don't agree with you. But we already knew I wasn't going to agree with you.
Well, this is why it's a great STD of the week.
Yeah.
Because you would have already counted that STD as cured. And I'm still STD-ing.
Mm-hmm.
They're still infected. And that's why I just think it's kind of dramatic. Like, let him play. He played last year, not vaccinated. And what do they care? And now all of a sudden this year it's a new rule? It just doesn't... I don't like inconsistency.
Okay,
and I feel like there's some inconsistency. They're proving a point. And everybody wants to do stuff to prove a point. It's their, big brother, we're proving our point. You can't play. Meanwhile, he's been at the stadium all week practicing and warming up, ready to play in case they unrevoke his visa. So he's been infecting people all week. If you're really that strict, you would have arrested his ass and sent him back to, I think he's Serbian. I don't know. Sent him back to wherever. And I don't want to say that in terms of he could go wherever he'd like.
Mm-hmm.
As a visitor, but not Australia. So, STD of the week, Australian Open, mainly because I have no interest in it this year because Serena's not there. I would wake up literally at 3 a.m. to watch her play
every January. Yep.
I mean, January was my like hoorah month when the Ravens would lose in the playoffs. I always had something to look forward to, and that was Serena down under. And now she's abandoned me and I have nothing to look forward to in terms of sports. Except the Bills, because I'm a big Bills fan now.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Sam and his Bills.
Side note,
I wish
newly erected Bills fan.
Oh, my God. Legit starting Bills chants at the bar yesterday. Getting the people going for the Bills.
Oh, my gosh. I commit. And that is, God, you can talk a lot of shit about me, but when I go for something, I commit. And I'm a Bills fan through and through. Bills Mafia. I was at the bar.
Catch Sammy C going through a table real soon.
I was at the bar in Annapolis yesterday with Casey and Peggy, beautiful husband and wife. We connected right off the bat. We started talking COVID. We had very similar views, views I will not mention, JK. But we just got to talking and we really connected. And they were Bills fans. And I was like, I'm in a bit of a rough spot right now in terms of football. But if you can sell me on the Bills, I'm all ears. And they sold me. And that opening drive from Josh Allen, when I thought he threw the ball away, all of a sudden it's a touchdown, I was jazzed.
Jazzed. Yeah.
And they have great cheers.
They do.
They go, hey, let's go Bills. Is that it?
I don't know.
Something like that, but it was incredible.
It was. And the couple Sam was talking to, all they did was talk about, oh, he's so handsome. Not about Sam, Josh Allen.
I think they were talking about both. Go fuck yourself. I think they had a little use of both.
Sam walks out of the bar. He's like, I am so upset I didn't get their number. Should I go back? I was like, I don't think you need to get their number.
Were a 50-plus-year-old couple from Alexandria, Virginia, and they were my best friends. So... anyway, we've gotten off topic. We've gone on a bit of a tangent.
Sorry.
But STD of the week, Australian Open. We love the Bills. We love Dunkin' Donuts now because the orange straws are back. And now we're headed into hot takes. Let's fucking roll, baby. All right, now we are in the bread and butter. The bread and butter. The moss and butter of this podcast, which is hot takes. Sammy C has opinions, and I just want to share them with you. I want to give them to you straight to voicemail.
Woo.
So it's been a while, so I might be a little, this whole thing, bear with us. We're a little rusty. We haven't done this in a while.
I think we're doing great so far.
We're doing great. I'm doing great. I'm getting back in. It's like riding a bicycle, but we are getting back into it. Hot takes. We just give our opinions, basically.
You give your opinions.
Me. I give my opinions. Yeah. And maybe Ellen will have a little pushback in certain areas, but yeah. It could be anything from anything. It could be pop culture, sports, what's on my mind, anything. It's a hot fucking take.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here for as we head into this segment, the finale of the show. We're starting off with, everybody deserves to have wet wipes, a plushable wipe to rub their bum clean on any day of the week. Down with toilet paper. Why are wet wipes so frowned upon in terms of how we clean our bum holes? Ellen, what are your thoughts?
Well, girls don't poop, but if they did, I would say wet wipes are it.
Like, it's almost like it's something that's emasculating if you use a wet wipe, a flushable wipe. And I disagree.
Well, our friend, Patrick Williams, shout out Patrick Williams, told us that flushable wipes aren't actually flushable.
Oh. He is a plumber, so he would know.
He knows.
He is a glorified plumber, so he would know. But I personally just think there's such a stigma. We talk about stigmas all the time in these recent days of society. And I think the stigma around flushable wipes is bullshit, quite frankly.
I mean, it's essentially a poor man's duvet. What is that?
Duvet.
No, that's not right. That's what you put
that's
on your bed.
That's a fucking...
That's what you put on your bed.
Bidet. If anybody's sticking a duvet up their bumhole, we're in trouble. We are in sheer shambles. So hopefully you're not doing that, but maybe you're using a bidet. But I just think the poor man's bidet, the flushable wipe, is something to stick with. And I think I talked to my other roommate, Ben, shout out Ben, about the flushable wipe. And I grew up on the flushable wipe.
And I mean, they're essential.
It's become so untalked about.
Did someone give you a hard time for using a flushable wipe?
Maybe my mom and sister did, because they were like, you don't know how to wipe your bum hole the right way with toilet paper. And I was like, I do, but God forbid I prefer a flushable wipe.
I think it's just, again, I wouldn't know as a non-pooper. But I would say it's probably nice to just like.
So your body just engulfs your poop?
It does.
It's kind of gross.
It's just, no, it just doesn't happen somehow.
Women are different.
As an attractive female, I don't poop. Mm.
But you definitely fart, because I've heard that.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Sam. No, but I would say it's probably nice to just, you know, a fresh clean. Finish it up.
It's just, you know, you've got it all. And with the toilet paper, it's rough, and sometimes you don't know if you have it all. So, hot take, use flushable wipes, because they are gentle. They are kind. They are important. And I'm talking about a flushable wipe. And they are glorious. So you use them and abuse them. Who cares? So hot take, get them out.
We might get pushback about the septic system when we start pushing flushable wipes, but...
You're going to brand something as flushable and then it not be flushable?
I know. I'm just saying.
I have a hard time with that, but that's our thing for that. Next up is, I had to talk about, this was a hot take I had planned during the Christmas season, and then I did not do anything during the Christmas season, but Mary Did You Know is a great song, but it's offensive. It's kind of belittling to Mary.
Should you, just in case people don't know that song, you want to give them a little?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy...
Stop mansplaining. That was mansplaining right there.
Look, we're already finding microaggressions. Why are we doubting Mary's intelligence is my question. Why are we thinking that Mary did not know? Mary had a fucking immaculate conception in her belly, and we're acting like Mary did not know that her baby boy would be blah, 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 blah. I disagree. So, hot take. That song is trash. Though it's catchy, though the Pentatonix put out the most incredible rendition of Mary Did You Know, it's an offensive song to women everywhere.
Wow.
And your lack of passion is offensive to women.
This is a hot take from myself. I don't really like, here we go. Christmas time makes me sad, so I don't really like Christmas music. So I wouldn't like listen to. Well, wow.
Talk about opening Pandora's fucking box. This is something for you and Aruna to discuss, not me. We don't have to talk about how you don't like Christmas music, Ebenezer. All right? Also, I thought I had Ellen on the podcast, not Ebenezer. You dumb fuck. All right? I don't agree.
Also, everyone, Aruna is my therapist. My ex-therapist.
I should probably... That is probably a microaggression, exposing someone for their therapist.
Yeah.
Do we need to cut this out?
No.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm mental health...
We are big mental health advocates.
I am not ashamed that I like therapy. I go to therapy.
No. I agree.
I want everyone to go to therapy.
Yeah, so... About why... Anyway, Mary, did you know... Mary knew. For fuck's sake. Mary knew. And for the writer of that song, whoever it may be, not nice. Hot take, not nice. Next up, we got to talk about pop culture.
Okay.
And Britney.
Mm.
And Jamie Lynn, because if you're not following this, hop on the train. And I just personally, Jamie Lynn Spears, who is Britney Spears' sister, who is Zoe 101, who is still, I can't think of the show she was on that was horrible, but also good at the same time.
Zoe 101?
No, I already said Zoe 101. Oh. It's a different Netflix show. It was super cheesy.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
She went on Chicks in the Office, which is a huge podcast, and she was on their show. So she was kind of relevant for a bit. But anyway, she did this interview, and there was controversy from Britney's side, and she said that Britney took Jamie Lynn hostage with a knife and took her into the bathroom, and people are like, ah, Britney would never do that. Are we all talking about the same Britney Spears? She shaved her head. She was off her fucking rocker, and frankly still is. I am free Britney all the way. Free that. Freer, 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 freer. But she's crazy. No?
Well, we don't like the word crazy. I think she definitely has some mental health
she's
issues.
She's crazy! Let's not tiptoe around it. She is crazy. She has put her cooter out for America to see.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to free the cooter, okay?
I think that is not great.
It's not great.
To free the cooter.
No, it's not.
But maybe not the cooter, the tits, and all of it at the same time is a bit much.
It is.
And I think she's getting into rough territory. And my point is, let's free Britney, but also let's keep her accountable. Let's not act like she is got it all going on.
Well, rumor has it that Jamie Lynn's about to be on Call Her Daddy.
Oh my, what?
Yes.
Oh, wow. But let's not talk about, let's just say, a competitor.
Oh, right.
We don't want to get in trouble for announcing.
I said apparently.
It doesn't matter. You're announcing a competitor for others to listen to.
I mean, we're just so close to
to Call Her Daddy. We're in second place in terms of listenership. So for you to say that on the podcast
is
offensive. Mm. Jamie Lynn could be on another podcast. Let's say that.
Okay.
The title, we don't know.
Okay.
A competitor.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Bleep it out.
Bleep it out. They may be ahead of us in certain categories, but definitely not in spirit.
No. No way.
But anyway.
Back to
Jamie Lynn and Britney. Yeah. They have quite the feud going on. It's entertaining. We love the feud because we love drama.
Also, as people with siblings, we understand.
We understand.
We do.
Never have I held Mara with the knife.
But, I have not.
But we understand drama.
Yeah. Not that extent of trauma, no, but...
I mean, people are acting like... And Britney denied the claims about the knife thing, and... But really, I believe it.
I mean...
I really believe Britney held or did that. Whatever story she told, I believe it.
Based on her past, do you believe it? No, I think that it's plausible that...
It's plausible. It could have happened. If not true, it's plausible. Yeah. But people are acting like, now that Britney is free, that she could do no wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's still a lot of... She needs help.
She needs a lot of help.
But
we all need help, which is why. Yeah.
Shout out therapy.
Shout out to therapy.
But
shout out therapy. May you help us, or may you help Ellen, Mr. Therapy. May God, amen.
But yeah, I think it's plausible. I mean, obviously, free Britney. No one should be like what she was going through,
right?
But I do think she still needs help.
Still needs help. We're all saints and sinners.
Yeah.
And she's still a saint and a sinner. She's not just a saint. She's not all gung-ho. Like, she's... I'll refrain now from the crazy word.
Yeah.
She's still learning and growing. And she's got to... If she's going to move forward, she's got to own what she did in her past. And she can't act like it was all, I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
But
I don't
like your
canceled.
Mom always says, three sides
to every story. Yeah. Amen.
Yep.
Hers, and the truth in this situation.
Yes.
Because my mom's old saying is not very gender inclusive.
Oh.
Because it was his, hers, and the truth.
Oh.
And there could be a her, and the truth.
It could be.
So we must remember that there's always three sides to every story.
Right.
And that's what I want people to remember as we move forward with Brittany.
Yeah.
Because she's got a lot going on.
We don't hold it against
and
her.
And had a lot going on.
Everyone makes mistakes.
So everybody, everybody makes mistakes.
So.
All right. Next up, we got to talk about ordering out. And when you order tacos and you only get two fucking tacos.
This is something I feel strongly
about.
This
is something we are both passionate about.
Yeah.
As people that have just ordered enough Indian food for five.
Yep.
Split between the two of us.
It will all be
It will all
tonight.
Be gone. Absolutely. So in order to celebrate the return of Straight to Voicemail, we have ordered Indian food. And we're jazzed.
Jazz is an understatement.
But we know what's coming.
Yeah.
But when you go out and you order tacos and you don't know how many are coming in.
Why is the industry standard two or three? Five.
Why not four?
Five.
I agree. Tacos
like,
are...
Or you should be able to pick how many you get.
And another thing is with tacos, sometimes you don't get a side included.
I know, that's upsetting.
Why with tacos? So two different hot takes.
Okay.
If I'm ordering tacos, give me three.
And I'm gonna
provide me a proper.
I'm gonna say give me five, but.
Well, let's not. We can't be.
But that's a. Okay, if it's a dinner order,
we can't
of tacos,
be greedy.
But if I'm I should get five, or I should say I want five. Okay, four or five.
Four. We have gone from offended by two to needing four or five tacos. And that is not a good look.
I am a hungry gal at all
times. We are both hungry people. But the main point is, no, there should be a legal order from Joseph Biden, from Brandon, to give us three tacos at all times.
Yeah.
No hearsay with two tacos. It's not enough even for people that don't eat much. Because they may want a leftover. And
also,
it
makes the person you're eating with uncomfortable. You eat two tacos and lickety-split.
Lickety-split.
And then
I watched that the other night, and those were three tacos.
Yeah.
So I can see why now you wanted four or five.
Yeah.
I can see. And God bless you, hon. You got an appetite. We both have an appetite.
God gifted me with an appetite.
God gifted us an appetite.
Yep.
Two tacos is not acceptable, hot take. You need three.
Yeah.
And now we're
disagreeing about the number.
Lobbying for four or five tacos. And after last night, we know some lobbyists.
We do.
So we are going to get it on their fucking radar.
Yep.
To lobby for taco.
Important issues.
Importantness.
Yeah.
Which is what we find important. Because not the politicians get anything done, but if they could get me some more tacos, then maybe I'd be on board.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say about that.
And what's the second part? The side? You
want
a side?
Oh, the side. I want a side.
Yeah.
When I order tacos, I want either rice. I want an option for fries. I want a side.
Okay.
That's bullshit that I just get the tacos. And
yeah,
no chips,
that is.
No rice, no nothing. Mm. That's not acceptable anymore. Not in today's era of food ordering.
You know what this just brought to my mind that I think that people should know about is the incident we had at Wawa the other weekend with the gobbler.
Oh, the gobbler.
Mm.
The gobbler was I felt attacked. Is what I felt.
Attacked is, yes.
Because
putting it nicely.
We were going to Wawa, and I was kind of excited to get the gobbler.
Well.
Because I was anxious it might not still be on the menu.
We'd had a night out. We needed some food.
Yeah.
We went to Wawa, and I'm setting the stage for him.
Okay.
And then Sam, we went up to the screen. Sam did his thing.
And whenever I go to a screen ordering, Royal Farms, Wawa, it takes me a good 5 minutes.
He's,
I'm not being dramatic.
No, he's not.
It is so time consuming with all the options of toppings, and then they ask you to add on this and add on this, and it's the same thing.
I
get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
I get overwhelmed.
You do.
At the station. So I went for the gobbler after some thinking, and then all of a sudden the guy's like, "Who ordered the gobbler?" And I was like,
"It was very loud,
very loud,
very loud."
No shame, shouted me out, and I was like, "Me, I ordered the fucking gobbler because it sounds delicious." And he goes, "We haven't had that in months," and I was like, okay, why is it on your fucking screen then? He acted like I, like, punched it in.
Yeah.
And attacked my character, I felt. Did you feel that?
I did. And Sam doesn't get rattled easily. And I saw you were rattled.
I was rattled. And because like I said, took me 5 minutes to choose that.
And you were excited about it.
And I was excited, and then I had to choose something else.
Yeah.
So after...
And there's nothing like...
They were in my face, like, what do you want instead? And I was like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I went with the cheesesteak. It was very good, but
it wasn't perfect. You asked for the mashed potatoes
still. I did, because I had already gotten my gobbler with a side of mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. So then I got the cheesesteak with a side of mac and cheese. And I said, I still want the mashed potatoes that were going to be on the gobbler.
Right.
And they, God bless, Wava, they followed through.
Also, this may sound like our fitness journey has not started, but I just want to say that we hadn't eaten dinner, so this was our dinner.
This
just
double dinner.
No, we didn't have dinner.
Oh.
Remember, that's why we were...
Was that... What night was that? The first Shotties night?
No, that was the night at Cat's Eye and Cardinal.
Oh, you were very hungry. Right. I was so hungry, I couldn't keep drinking vodka because...
And that's... If that is happening, good God.
I ordered a whole vodka soda and then could not touch
He did not finish... His beverage.
My stomach.
I knew something was wrong.
Barren. It was barren. My stomach. Oh my gosh, man, we love a tangent. But anyway, the Wawa. I ordered the cheesesteak, and then all I said was cheesesteak with provolone, but I didn't get to add the proper toppings because it was all on the whim. So would I have loved to add some hots, some peppers and onion? Like would I have loved that? Yeah, but that wasn't granted to me. So not nice. So.
We might have to go back to our usual.
We're gonna have to go back to maybe Rofo or Taco Bell.
Yeah, we can't deviate.
Yeah, hot take. I don't love Taco Bell, so
that is a hot take. I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah,
because you know my love for Taco Bell.
For drunk food, Taco Bell is just not it for me.
I don't even have to be drunk. I'd have it for breakfast.
Yeah, but that's probably true.
Yeah.
But we eat a lot of different things for any meal, which that's again a different story.
Yes.
Last hot take. As we meander through these hot takes, as Ellen. Chats with her fuckboys continuously and ignores me. So
I am very
now your tryout isn't going well.
I'm very engaged. I was checking my phone.
Are you? I haven't looked at my phone once.
That's because this is your podcast.
Well, you're my co-host. All right. And now we're at the end and we're trying to keep people engaged to the finish line and you're checked out.
I'm not checked out.
You're checked
Maybe
out.
I'm hungry for the Indian food.
Yeah, that shit's probably sitting on the counter and we're just still chatting it up.
Yeah, we can't stop talking. Another day in the life.
God is good. Jehovah.
This is what happens when your roommates, the good times just keep rolling.
Yeah. All right. Last hot take is STV, Straight to Voicemail, loves Kim and Pete. I think it's a great
relationship. Well,
I think it's a great relationship, storyline, drama.
Pete Davidson is my dream man. Lord have mercy. I love that man.
Lord have mercy. No, I was repeating you as if we were in church.
Okay, I haven't been in a while, Christ so I forgot. Mercy. Lord have mercy.
No, you repeat what I say.
Oh, okay.
If you were to say Lord have mercy, that's why I said Lord have mercy.
Okay.
And then if I said Christ have mercy, you would say Christ have mercy.
One of us is a good Catholic, one of us is not.
Well, I'm definitely not a good Catholic. And my mother would agree that I am no longer an upstanding Catholic.
Should we start going
Catholic.
To church together?
Maybe for content-wise, we should. And then head on down to Barracuda's basement restaurant.
Oh, shrimp salad, baby.
Ooh, we might go back to church.
For that only.
For that?
Because that shrimp salad could get me in the chapel.
That was my favorite part of church was
Oh, I like the donuts after.
Right, that's what I mean. The donuts, or we would go to Dunkin' Donuts, or we would go to Bagel Bistro. The food after is the best part.
As great as this sounds, this plan, us making it, come Sunday morning...
We're not making it to church because
I could barely get up
because we will be working out Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And we can't do both.
That's true.
Maybe if we went to like a Baptist church where you get to like dance during church, that could be like a dual.
Who says you can't dance at a Catholic church?
The Catholics. They don't agree with that. They would not accept that as a method of, but maybe we'll see as we head to church
on Sunday.
As we head back to church. I think now we have to.
We told the people.
We'll
see.
We'll see.
We'll get back to you on if we go to church.
We'll get back to that, and we should probably get back to the hot take, which is Kim and Pete. We're big Kim and Pete people. I think it's incredible. I think it's hysterical. I think it's storyline worthy. I think they're going to get engaged.
Yes. And all I have to say is personality wins every fucking time. For all of you men out there, remember that. Personality wins.
He laid out his magic carpet on SNL.
Yep.
He and Kim, they smooched.
There's nothing better than a funny ass man who's self-aware, who is funny as fuck.
Mm.
They don't, they're not in Baltimore.
As Ellen is saying all these things, she's reaching towards my crotch. And I That's a lie. That's a big fat lie.
That is not happening. There's a pillow. There's always a pillow.
Always a pillow in between roomies. We always keep it PG. Well, we might have to just end it
there.
That
might be enough.
That might be the finale. But anyway, we're here for the Kim and Pete stuff.
We are.
The Kanye drama. We love that. He's off his gosh darn rocker. Gosh, what self-awareness to say gosh darn. Love you, Mom.
That's us being good Catholics. Good it's already Catholics. Happening.
Already ready. Already pre-gaming for church.
Woo!
But we're here. We're back. Ellen, great to have you on the podcast again.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to just chat. Good to just air things out. Air our dirty laundry.
I can't wait for us to get in a feud and then we can talk it out on air.
Yeah. Maybe some roomie fights.
Ooh.
Is there anything... Wait. Let's just... is there anything that you're mad at me for as a roomie? Now's the safe space.
I don't think so.
Really?
Not yet.
Wow.
Not keyword, not yet.
I think.
Is there anything I've done that annoys you? My hair in the bathroom?
Well, I'm used to that.
Okay.
I could, but then you cleaned it.
I did clean it.
Changed the shower curtain.
I did.
You stepped the fuck up, so I can't be too mad.
Okay.
Maybe get your hangers out of here.
I do have a lot of hangers.
A lot of crowded space.
Yeah, that's on the
In terms list. Of separating your laundry, maybe don't do it on the stairs. but that's just an idea.
Well, it's not there anymore.
It's not, but it was there for a day.
What, did it make you uncomfortable? Didn't have to touch it. I had to touch yours.
That's true. All right, we're back to that. Man, checkmate.
Woo!
but anyway, straight to voicemail nation. This has been a fun...
It has.
Little episode to warm us back into the groove of what we do best.
Fighting the scaries together.
Fighting the Sunday scaries. Happy Monday, everyone. Happy
Monday.
Week. Happy day.
Happy day, baby.
Oh, happy day. Oh, for where he was, for in Jesus' world. Oh, happy day. As I'm singing this, I'm thinking about what to name this episode. I don't even know. There's just been so many fun things I can't even think. But, straight to Voicemail Nation. We love you if you're still with us. The nation, the nation of few, but a nation no less. God bless you.
On that
God
note,
bless us.
Amen.
And good night.